With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The lawfare against allies of former President Trump continues. A judge is ordering Steve Bannon to report to prison on July 1st for contempt of Congress. Bannon was sentenced to 4 months in prison for refusing to comply with the January 6th committee subpoena. Subpoena that Bannon said was a political sideshow. The case is on appeal, but the Biden administration wants Bannon jailed while the appeal works its way through the court system. Speaking to reporters, Bannon said going to prison will not keep him from speaking out.
There's nothing that can shut me up and nothing that will shut me up. There's not a prison built or a jail built that will ever shut me up. All victory to MAGA.
Heat exhaustion is to blame for 11 people being transported to the hospital while waiting in line for a campaign event for former President Trump in Phoenix. Arizona remains a key battleground state for the 2024 election, with recent polling showing Trump ahead of Biden. Also at SRNNews.com, political writer and Israel expert Josh Kroshauer says it's a mistake for President Biden to expect terror group Hamas to respond to diplomatic proposals that would allow Israel to live in peace.
Everyone knows Hamas is a terrorist organization, but I think there is sort of this Western view that, we can just cut a deal. It's in their interest not to be seen as the terrorist group that they are. And Hamas doesn't operate like other entities. It's a brutal terrorist organization that only responds to power.
He says Israel needs to have a free hand in its fight against that terror group in Rafah.
I don't think it's a coincidence that when Israel made the major military gains that it did in the early phases of the war, that was when Hamas came to the bargaining table and did release about 80 or so hostages.
Kroshauer was interviewed on Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News. Bad news from Hong Kong, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
According to a report from Release International, the persecution of Christians that has been a feature of mainland China for decades is now becoming a reality in Hong Kong. The island, long ruled by the British and enjoying considerable freedom, is beginning to lose some of that liberty under Chinese rule. New national security laws are limiting religious freedom in Hong Kong and chilling free speech generally. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has permanently blocked some efforts in North Carolina to restrict how abortion pills can be dispensed. But Judge Catherine Eagles allowed other limitations to remain in effect, granting only a partial victory to an abortion doctor who sued. An appeal's possible, but for now it appears patients can receive pills through pharmacies, prescribed through certain health care practitioners other than a doctor, and take them home. The judge upheld requirements of an in-person consultation 72 hours in advance. This is SRN News. Robinhood Markets is buying a cryptocurrency exchange for about $200 million as the company looks to speed up its cryptocurrency expansion globally.
Bitstamp, founded in 2011, has offices in Luxembourg, the UK, Slovenia, Singapore, and the United States. It has more than 50 active licenses and registrations worldwide, and customers across the European Union, United Kingdom, United States, and Asia. Robinhood says this will be its first institutional business.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Boeing Starliner spacecraft now docked at the International Space Station. The two-person crew successfully docked just after 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. It came after the spacecraft missed its first docking window earlier in the day after there were problems with thrusters. Late Wednesday, NASA said two helium leaks had been detected since the spacecraft arrived in orbit, but the crew was safe. More details at SRNNews.com.